Learning the laws of Shabbos, we are starting a new Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, which is entitled Sheha Kiddush B'Makom Suda, which discusses that it's not enough for a person just to make Kiddush, but one has to also eat a meal immediately thereafter, which we'll discuss what that means immediately thereafter, and what constitutes a meal, and what does it mean B'Makom Suda that has to be in that specific place. So just as an introduction, the Machaber tells us that Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. It's exactly how he says, introduces this siman, which makes sense that that's what it's called. It says that the only time one should make Kiddush is only if it's in the place in which there is a meal. Of course, there's a lot to discuss, which we're going to get into later on. Why is it necessary that you have to have Kiddush the same time as a meal? This is the Chassid, because it's brought down in a pasuk. This is quoted in numerous sources. It says the pasuk v'karasa l'shabbos oneg b'makom oneg shehu hasuda sham tehi hakriya shel kiddush. So he says that it shall be called and become sanctified this holiday of Shabbos, this day of Shabbos. It'll be oneg. It'll be that which will be pleasurable. So oneg is considered to be with suda. Oneg, how does one enjoy themselves but with a meal? They say, like, in simcha el b'makom suda. So also the concept of an oneg is something pleasurable, in which means on Shabbos, eat. Shem tehei hakriya shel kiddush. That is the time in which the karasa l'shabbos, that you should call out on this particular time, which is the kiddush. Therefore, the karasa l'shabbos oneg requires that both of these need to be together. And because of that, the Piskei Tshuvos asks the question, discusses a few scenarios. He says, quoting the names of various achronim, "B'makom she'ein suda lo mochri v'kiddush." The time in which there is no meal, what that means, we'll discuss. There's no need to make kiddush, and kiddush should not be made. He says, "Mishum hachi." Because of this, even though on Shabbos there's a special mitzvah to make kiddush, in mekanshin biyom kippurim shechal b'Shabbos, which happens, Yom Kippur is sometimes on a Shabbos. So you would think, well, there's a special mitzvah. There's a chiyuv of kiddush. You have to make kiddush every Shabbos. But in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, it has to be b'makom suda. You have to eat. And therefore, since of course Yom Kippur, there's no eating going on. Therefore, that's the reason why kiddush is not made. Mishum halchi ain mekashin biyom kippurim shechal b'Shabbos. However, so what? That's you and I who, Baruch Hashem, were healthy, were able to fast on this day. What if a person is sick? A person is not able to fast on Yom Kippur. So are they supposed to make kiddush? After all, there will be a suda. So he says, v'chola she'ein yochel lechol rachman alitzan. If you have a person who's not able to eat, even though they're eating, it's not considered to be a suda. It's not considered to be real eating. And the fact that there's some mitzvah to eat, it's just that they have a physical requirement to do so, and therefore it's not necessary for them to make kiddush. He says, "Avo vayechul omar, avo b'she'in sham suda." The paragraph vayechul is still said, which we have the custom to do by Marv, even though there's no suda at all. And he says, "V'kiddush shel yom, mi she'inu yochel echel v'lishto, so kuli alma inu mechuyiv." Even though perhaps some disagree with this, we paskin that kiddush is not made if you have to eat on Yom Kippur. Everyone agrees, certainly during the day also, on Yom Kippur you would not make kiddush. But it's important just to know this halacha, not that it should ever apply to us, but if a person does need to eat on Yom Kippur, in which kiddush is not made, but you do wash and you make hamotzi, and berachas hamazon is required, also Yalo v'yavo is said in Berachas HaMazon. It's brought down that in the Sefer, the Radiance of Shabbos, that if one must eat on Yom Kippur, he says Yalo v'yavo in Berachas HaMazon, but does not have to repeat Berachas HaMazon if he forgets to say it. As we discussed, the reasons for that is only when there is an actual chi of an obligation to eat. Certainly in Yom Kippur, there's no obligation to eat. It's only because you have to eat. And therefore, for that reason, we do require Yalviyavo, but you don't have to repeat the benching if you forgot to say it because it's Yom Kippur. So that's the first thing that he brings down. And then he discusses another person that is not able on Friday night to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Pesukei Teshuvos says, Mi Shakias Kol Ma She'achal. A person is sick. A person has a stomach bug. And anything that they eat, they just can't keep it down. So in that situation, there's no Suda going on. So do they have a Chiyuv? Is there any obligation for them to make Kiddush? Lo Yotzi De Chovas Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You have not fulfilled your obligation, because after all, they're not eating. Kivan Shesarach Kiddush B'Makom Oneg, Mi She'enu Savalo Nikra Oneg. So even though you can say, well, it could be B'Makom Suda, he's going to eat the required amounts, which we'll discuss what that is. But as the Pasuk says, V'Krash Shavas Oneg, it's not just about eating, but it's about enjoying what you eat. And if this person is not feeling well to the point that he's not able to hold down his food, that's not considered a suda, that's not considered to be oneg, therefore he's not fulfilled Kiddush B'Makom Suda, therefore he should not make Kiddush. Worthwhile knowing, in the event that a person does not make Kiddush on Friday night, so what is a person supposed to do? So it says in the Radiance of Shabbos, that one who is unable to eat a kazayas, or drink the extra, the wine needed to fulfill the Kiddush B'Makom Suda requirement, such as a sick person he brings down, should not make Kiddush at all. If this happens on a Friday night, he should make the full Kiddush Shabbos morning. If it happens Shabbos morning, he may still make Kiddush until nightfall of Motzei Shabbos. So the Friday night Kiddush, with the exception of Vayechulu, is supposed to be said Shabbos day. So if you don't say Kiddush on Friday night, you're supposed to say the Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day. Because that is a biblical obligation to say that Kiddush, and therefore, if you miss it, you have to say it then. The last thing we're going to discuss, which is only another couple lines, is V'chol she'asu l'echol pasu mezonos. Let's say a person is able to eat food, but the doctor says he's not supposed to because they'll make him sick. And so he has to remove himself from bread, from mezonos, so he's like on a zero-carb diet. Ki'im peros v'irakos. All he is able to eat is fruits and vegetables. So in that situation, does he make Kiddush? Yochel ismil chachil al shito sasovrim dehavi Kiddush makam suda v'kaddush lefnei achilaso. That there are opinions that say that it's not necessary to fulfill Kiddush makam suda for you to have one of the five grains or bread or wine. It could also fulfill your obligation when it comes to eating fruits and vegetables, which is not lechachila, but nonetheless, Kiddush B'Makom Suda could be fulfilled in that situation, and therefore a person would be able to make Kiddush. Of course, in all these situations, a person who is sick and can't eat, still there's certainly nothing wrong with listening to the Kiddush and hopefully being fulfilling your obligation through listening to it, and if they're not able to eat, so it's at least better than not hearing it or anything at all.